Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS
FM. This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. With the abrupt federal takeover of a California bank, it's not a bad idea to think about the money supply and how it's doing. While it is alarming, it's not unheard of for a bank to fail. The last time a bank couldn't pay its bills and needed a rescue, it was the year 2020, when Almena State Bank closed nearly 800 days ago. What seems to make Silicon Valley Bank's failure different is that reports are coming in that they were involved in really sketchy deals that require an explanation. On social media, you and I can see people standing in line outside the bank, Silicon Valley Bank, presumably wanting to get a hold of their money. We are nervous when we see this sort of thing in a world where it's hard to know what's going on. We ask ourselves, could our bank of choice face these kinds of problems tomorrow? In the modern age, it's impossible to separate government from banking as the two groups work out just how fast or slow the printing of cash should be. Where it gets complicated, it's when the nation hits the debt ceiling and they have to decide whether or not to cut spending or borrow or just straight up print more money. A good indicator for you and I for how our money supply is doing, it should be the economy. Is it strong or weak? Strong economy raises enough revenues to pay the interest on the nation's debt, but a weak economy, I would argue we're in an actual depression at the moment, makes it extremely difficult to pay the interest payments on our debt. When a nation can't pay its interest payments, it loses its security, its sovereignty, and its future negotiating power. It's not much different than when you have maxed out your credit cards and try to apply for a new card. You might get the new card, but the terms are going to be expensive and lousy. Banks that run out of money, we've seen it more and more around the world lately. Last year in Sri Lanka, the banks and the government failed. The people ended up forcing the president to resign. Last year when Russia declared war on Ukraine, there were several Russian banks that ran out of money. It really doesn't take much to panic a bank. In May year 2019, an online social media rumor, a totally false rumor, led to a run on Metro Bank in the United Kingdom. And just from that rumor, the bank lost 24% of its customers. When the banks suffer, we are all hurt by the instability it causes. If you want to save the money supply, the formula is to elect leaders like President Trump, encourage local, state, national governments to spend less money, and tell any lazy adult family members to go get a job. Together, we can improve our economy, which will secure our cash flow at the bank. This has been Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.